Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast, rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. We're going to talk fall fashion today, so there's absolutely no denim jumpers in this conversation. Red lips, no denim jumpers here on Homemaker Chic Podcast. I'm Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl, and my co-host for the last 5 years has been Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead, and we are just two friends with two microphones and laundry. So we're here with you while you're folding your laundry, unloading your dishwasher, doing all the things, commuting, doing all the things that are required of you as a homemaker. We're with you.
Do you want me to tell you a laundry story, Angela?
Sure. I just sprinted up the stairs. Can you hear me?
Somebody will comment on your breathing. You know that.
Right.
I was sitting on the toilet in our bathroom.
Oh my heaven.
Something in here stinks. This is my kids' bathroom. Oh, okay. Something in here stinks. Like it smells. What is that? Sour? What is happening?
Brand new bathroom.
Brand new bathroom.
Okay.
It was offensive. And I'm sitting there, finish, get up, start smelling towels. Like, what am I smelling? Yeah. I put my face in them. Fine. I get to the last towel, put my face in it, smell straight up urine. I don't know what's happened. If it was human, animal, I don't. No, but I put my face. I don't know why I sniffed it like buried my face in this towel and just punched me in the face. It's urine.
Wow, Shay, thanks.
Start our fall fashion. But yes, my point in all that was there is laundry, but that's not what we're going to talk about today.
There is laundry. Question was it an American Blossom linens towel?
It was not. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. I would like to say thank you to American Blossom linens for sponsoring today's episode.
It's the worst segue ever.
Like, I thought it was brilliant. I thought that was like, dang, you have been podcasting for 5 years, haven't you? You are so good.
Oh, yeah.
Janet's like, get it, Ange. Janet is the owner. Hi, Janet. You know, I love vintage linens and I love how they wear and get soft. They're just so soft after so many years. And that is what American Blossom sheets do. They get softer with every washing. These sheets are made from cotton grown in West Texas. They're manufactured right here in the United States. American Blossom doesn't carry just sheets. They have duvet covers and pillows and nice heavy quilts. Definitely a change of season is happening. And if you're looking at your linen closet and your children's beds and your bed, and you're thinking, wow, I really need to do something about this. The time is now. There's probably top 10 reasons why you need to do this. And American Blossom is giving you 20% off when you use the code TOP20. So visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. And when you check out, use our exclusive code TOP20 for 20% off.
And listen, what I am going to do with that towel is I'm going to wash it. Branch Basics, who is also a sponsor of the podcast, makes a wonderful plant-based cleaner concentrate that you can use to clean your home without any synthetic chemicals, harsh chemicals, chemicals that are going to disrupt your nervous system and your hormone system. And you can use this cleaner concentrate for all of your cleaning needs, from bathroom to cleaning glass to just all-purpose counters, hand soap, and yes, even laundry. So you can visit branchbasics.com/ homemaker chic, all one word, to take 15% off of your starter kit with Branch Basics. You'll get this cleaner concentrate. You'll get your cleaner bottles. You can add in their beautiful little oxygen powder if you want to boost it all the more. branchbasics.com/homemaker chic is where you can go to keep your home clean. So grateful for cleaners. I often think about homemakers who had to, you know, just scrub the floor with charcoal and lye or whatever.
Right.
I feel so grateful that we live when we do.
Seriously. Like I do have, you know, very romantic notions about like, oh, what it would be like to live in the past, but the penicillin thing and really legit the laundry.
The laundry.
Like, yeah. I ain't scrubbing nothing on a board in a river.
I'm sure they had really nice biceps and forearms.
And no skin left.
Stu always likes to remind me when I over-romanticize the past that we would not be rich. He's like, we would be the people doing the rich people's laundry. You do realize, right, like, we're not living in a castle, okay? That's, yeah, that's just not the hand we're dealt in life. That's okay.
Yeah,
this is a fun one. So we're going to go through, I need this because I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I think that the change of seasons, just sort of naturally, you want to make things feel fresh and make things feel attended and cared for. And, you know, we're excited to like put back on socks and jeans here in the Pacific Northwest. Like,
yeah,
we have to romp around in swimsuits and jumpers and linen pants and all that. And it's very fun and it's very wonderful. But there is something about tucking in a little bit in the fall.
Jumpers.
Yeah, like, you know, like little dresses and stuff over your swimsuit.
Gotcha. Okay. Our British audience is like, what?
Oh, sorry. That means sweater to them, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm thinking about this because I'm packing for my trip. And, you know, I've gone from, yeah, bathing suits and swimsuit cover-ups and just grubby gardening clothes,
mm-hmm,
you know, during the day.
Yep.
To,
yay, leather jackets.
Right. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I do. Fall fashion's my favorite. I mean, I know we have, there's spring fashion and everything, but fall fashion's really, I love it.
I think I know why. And it's going to be number two. So let's start with number one.
It's going to, number two?
Okay. No, let's start, but let's start. I think that's why one of the reasons you love fall fashion is number two. But let's start with number one, because this is kind of your department anyway. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Number one. Okay. Did we talk about, like, we're going to talk trends today?
Yes.
So we're trends. Just going to have some fun. These are trends. So if you're feeling like you're out, your closet's a little, lackluster, the older we get, the more set in our ways we get in all categories. And I think with our closets, it's important to just go like, am I staying current?
And so, is this fun to me?
It is fun.
No, is it? That's what I'm saying. That's a good question to ask yourself. Is this current? Like, do I look relevant enough?
Mm-hmm.
And am I having fun?
Right.
Like, I feel like so often the opportunity to be individual in a normal way is just missed in a way that like brings you pleasure is what I mean. Don't just dress obscure to be different. I mean, like, do you find pleasure in particular things?
I do. Question. I have things hanging in my closet that make me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So number one is trending. Number one, tailored. I think this is oxymoronic, by the way, but tailored oversized blazers.
Mm-hmm. What I think oversized means is actually what I've seen is like, they're almost like a man blazer.
Mm-hmm.
So they fit a little bit more like a jacket, but they're shaped like a blazer, but they're taken in just a little bit at the sides to let you know that it's a woman wearing it.
Okay.
That's what I've seen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Does. But they're not like the tight, they're not the tight short blazers, the woman blazers. I've got a couple of those.
Like all mine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's definitely like you borrowed your husband's blazer.
Exactly. You borrowed your husband's blazer.
So it's not like the ridiculous, boxy, like obnoxious that we've seen the last few years. This just really looks like your husband's blazer.
You know, I did borrow my husband's blazer on our wedding day. We had an outside wedding in March in the middle of Washington State, which was so risky.
Ooh. Yeah. Gosh,
so risky. And we had a tent and heaters and it was attached to my parents' barn. And it was great considering how bad it could have been. But I did get a little chilly at the end of the night. And of course, me being me, didn't have any plans when it came to like a sweater to wear over the top. Just my wedding day. Mm-hmm. Why would I think ahead like that? And so I ended up wearing Stu's tweed blazer with the leather elbows, you know, and it was fantastic. And I love those pictures because it was just an oversized blazer.
I think this is, you know, a little 90s looking.
Oh, totally. Very,
like,
totally
90s, which is
I'm into it.
I'm into it too. So, you know, this is something that really can just take your jeans and a t-shirt and just elevate it.
Yes. Sure. But I will say, when I wear a blazer, especially because I do wear Stu's because we're pretty much the same size, I always make sure to layer on like those. I have a gold necklace, but it's like four chains in one, mm-hmm. you know, different sizes mm-hmm. of gold. Something that says, hey, don't worry. Like, it's still feminine. I'm still here.
Still feminine. Okay. What are you wearing? Like, I'm warm all the time, even pre this stage of my life. I don't really have hot flashes, praise the Lord. But I'm just warm. So I'm always like a tank top, cami. I got to have straps. I got to have bare arms.
I just go to Target like twice a year and I get a slew of tank tops, like just a good old scoop neck cotton tank top that I wear under everything.
Okay.
Just like black, gray, white. You know, just your neutrals to kind of wear in exactly this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think high end, you're going for like real great and see what Ralph Lauren is doing.
Oh,
this trend. And then on the cheap, you're running to the thrift store.
That's right.
Finding something great with corduroy elbow patches or something. Yeah. Or something really big in 90s, you know, like a real.
Yeah.
And if the, you know, depending on, you might need to get in there with a seam ripper and take the shoulder pads out or something. Depending on just how 90s we're talking.
How 90s do you want to go?
Right. And yeah, I think another thing to do like with that, in the 90s, we had like these really obnoxious like gold buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very like Escada or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those could probably be easily swapped out.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say,
something a little bit
more. I got a Ralph Lauren sweater at a thrift store. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I got a Ralph Lauren sweater when Ralph Lauren was doing their boxes, like their Stitch Fix boxes.
Yes.
The Lauren look.
Yeah, I loved that.
I loved it. And it was this kind of tight knit hot pink sweater. And it had those gold buttons down the shoulder. And I loved them. Great.
I know which one you're talking about.
So pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did I ever tell you that with my last box, they're like, hey, we're shutting down. You can just have it.
Oh.
Don't even send it back.
Oh, my God. Yes, please. Yeah.
Yes.
If I was super rich, mm-hmm. I would just go RalphLauren.com and I'd just be like, give me that sweater. Give me those riding boots. Give me those jeans.
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
We're leaving soon. And the mm-hmm. ladies on this trip, they have requested to go to the Ralph Lauren store and like, it like has a, you can eat there and everything. I think we're going to spend a significant amount of time there.
As one should.
Because a couple of the ladies do dress Ralph Lauren head to toe. And so,
oh man,
that'll be fun.
That's one of those, I won't tell you if I've won the lottery, but there will be signs. Okay.
Right.
There will be signs. Okay. Number two, this one I love. And if you notice, those of you who are watching the video, I'll just put lipstick on. And I love this. This is MAC lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
From Ulta. But I put this on for a YouTube Instagram reel the other day and people were like, what is that lipstick? What is that color? And I said, you guys, it's just, you're just excited to see fall colors.
Mm-hmm.
You're just excited to see fall colors. That's why you took notice of it. But rich jewel tones are back, baby. So we're putting beige aside. We're putting white aside.
We are. What? Why are you laughing?
No,
we are.
I love it. I love it. And it's being replaced with, I mean, these are the colors that I love to wear. I've never done that color thing where they tell you what season you are and you should wear this kind, but these are just what I lean towards because these are what I like. Emerald, sapphire. What's the blue one? Like your ring. You have a big blue ring.
Sapphire.
Sapphire. Yes. Yeah. Okay. My brain hasn't caught up with my mouth today. Just like those ruby reds, purple. What would you call that? Like deep purple?
I think that's just like a really true purple.
Okay. You
know? Yeah.
True purple.
True purple. I have red jeans purple. I'm taking on my trip.
Can't mm-hmm. wait.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
I have this pair of high-waisted, what do they call like where it gathers at the waist, like potato sack? That's not right. I don't know anything about clothes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's like a gathered waist. It's like wrinkled, rumpled. Yeah. Okay. They're a linen,
but it's not called that.
They're a linen pant high-waisted, straight leg, loosey-goosey, and they are a bright, true blue.
Mm.
And every time, like cobalt blue.
Yeah.
And every time I wear these pants, I've worn them so many times. Every time I wear them, people are like, I love your pants. And I was like, what you really love is color. That's what you love. They caught your attention because they're colorful.
Okay.
And it's so fun.
What kind of underwear do you wear with those pants?
Thongs.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
Because I can't. I got too much jiggle. I got too much.
Oh, well, it depends on where I'm going. If I'm, yeah,
it out a little bit.
If I'm being cash, I just wear a thong. Yeah, if I'm not being so cash, we're spanking. We're Spanx in that.
Not Spanx. I don't mean Spanx. I just mean something that's like, if I wear a thong, those pants are going up my butt while I walk.
I don't know what, kind of cheek deformity you have there that
they're
makes
substantial.
Things want
I don't know
to
that
go.
It's a deformity, but they're substantial. They're like a black hole. They just suck things in.
That come to me.
Right. So like when I'm in Paris, for example, I wear boy shorts every day because I don't want to be picking my underwear in public.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I wore like this onesie. I don't know what you call them. Are you calling them onesies?
Probably.
To church on Sunday? Mm-hmm. I got it in Italy and I love it. And it's this really vibrant, bold, kind of like burgundy and white and black pattern, and it's so beautiful, but you have to wear Spanx when you wear it. There's no boy short that would do what needs to be done to make this look right. It's just fitted and it's
like over the onesie. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Honest to goodness.
Picturing somebody.
Are you talking about crotch snap type onesie or like jumper, like romper type onesie?
Like a romper.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I'm like, what is she? She's putting the Spanx over the bathing suit? Like what is happening here?
No, it's like a tank top connected to like loose pant bottoms with a belt on the waist.
Gotcha.
Is that, what do you call that? A romper?
A jumpsuit.
Jumper?
Jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit. That doesn't
That's
sound right.
Call it.
Okay. Anyway, rich jewel tones, bringing them back. Go for the color. That's what I say. Oh, number three.
Be so
this,
my heart.
This one never goes out of style. Okay.
No, I just
this isn't a trend. Let's just.
Yeah. It's just, you can always find it if you look. I just like seeing it. So when things that I like, when classic styles trend, it makes me giddy because then visually I get to see more of them. So number three is knee-high riding boots.
Yeah.
And this again, like just goes back to Ralph Lauren. Like anything to me that says equestrian, whether it's the style of a belt buckle in particular, like belt buckles and boots.
Mm-hmm.
I love. Mm-hmm. Do you own boots?
No, but I want to. I want to. Here's the thing. I buy shoes and then I wear them and then they get worn out. And then I have to rethink about rebuying them. So I don't want to go too far down this rabbit trail, but I have been working on this gigantic Google Doc that is like a full master list of every grocery that I buy. Here's where I get my oysters. Here's the sausage that I get from this brand, this thing of soy sauce, because we've got a lot of food things we're working around. I'm tired of thinking about it. I need to do the same for clothing and just say, look, you're out of shoes. Here are the three websites that you may go to buy shoes.
Why are you wearing through your shoes so fast?
Because I don't have a closet full of shoes. I have like six pairs of shoes.
Oh, that's
so
the problem.
They all get really worn. And half of them I got at thrift stores to begin with.
No, no, no. We don't thrift shoes.
We do sometimes because sometimes they're really beautiful. And I've gotten some really good ones.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you. I'm older and wiser. And you need more shoes. Like you're a grown up.
I know.
In America. So it's okay to have more
shoes. I don't know what my problem is. I don't particularly like to shop, and I get really overwhelmed shopping online. I just seize up. Even if I see all this kind of stuff I love, I just seize up.
I will look at the same shopping cart for 90 days.
I won't.
No, I will contradict myself and tell you that before my trips, I do make a dash to Banana Republic Outlet online because that's where I get my standard white blouse. That's my uniform. I buy their white blouse a couple times a year and I do love their jeans. But that's like the only, like, that's my clothing online experience. And
it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
But yeah, I do. No, you're talking to someone who really, I really love shoes, but that's probably why you're wearing through them like crazy. Now, to be like, I bought a pair of really, really comfortable like platform sandals. Every summer I buy one and the plan is to wear them into the ground. And I do. And then I just throw them away. So sure enough, the leather started like lifting and I wore them into the ground, to the beach, in the garden, out for dates, to church. Like,
yeah.
They were so comfortable. But outside of that, I have a couple pairs of boots. And the thing about that is when you like boots in particular, you can have them for decades.
Mm-hmm.
They are an investment piece. And,
yeah.
You know, you care for them. You can go for broke and get them re-healed, resold.
Yeah. I'd spoke incorrectly. I do have boots. I don't have knee-high boots.
I think I'm too short for knee-high boots. I think that would swallow me. So keep that in mind. Like, how long are your legs? Do you have enough leg to gobble up half of it?
I feel best. I don't know if this is fashionable. I like slouchy cowboy boots. That's kind of my boot of choice because you tuck your jeans in just like you would with a knee-high equestrian. The knee-high equestrian thing feels a little bit posh for me. So the slouchy cowboy boot is just Western enough to make me feel like that's what belongs here. So
you tuck them in. They're slouchy enough. You tuck them in.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they're just like this big and heels.
Oh, those.
Yeah. They're like slouch.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
They're cute. Just like cute little boots. I like those ones the best. That's what I need.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on from knee-high boots. Okay. This one I love because when we were in Italy in March, and it's so funny here because like where I live in Washington, I would go to the grocery store, let's say in March, in just like a sweater and my purse. And in Italy, no way. You wouldn't leave the house without some sort of outer jacket, a scarf, sunglasses, sometimes a hat, and a bag. You just wouldn't. I found myself like all the outer things, like you just have a lot of outer things. And I don't know why that is, but they do the dramatic coat so well. So well to the point that when we were there, I went to a couple of stores. I ended up coming back with a couple of different trench coats.
Yay.
With beautiful buttons and, you know, beautiful fabric on the inside and belt. So again, I have a waist. Like I gotta have a waist. And I loved bright colors. Or if you have a neutral color, like a trench coat, you have a bright colored scarf. Like there's some sort of drama going on the outside. It's not, you know, here where I live, it's like people just wear like a little puffy North Face and then that's it. And a beanie.
Yeah.
But it's not really thought of something. Those outer layers aren't really thought of something to be like really beautiful or dramatic or colorful or lovely.
I love coats. Okay, look, my mom, 14, my mom's like, look, all you need is a great coat, earrings, and lipstick. You're set.
True that.
And I totally took her advice. I walked to get my first job at 14. My mom worked at Casual Corner. You're probably too young for Casual Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Casual Corner was this store. I think it started in the 70s. I think I wrote a Substack about it a few weeks ago. Went into the 80s. And it was like a businesswoman, like a working woman's store. And everything was like color. All the colors worked together. So if they had a purple blazer, you knew that in the blouse section, the blouse was going to match the purple blazer.
Oh, it was like the
greatest, greatest store. Very, very classic. Okay. My mom bought this bright emerald green trench coat. Like,
yes.
Like springy spring, like not, not. Like her for real. So I put on and like walked 2 miles down the road to the produce store and got my first job. But that was my like outfit. Like that was, I didn't have to really worry about what I had on underneath because I had on a trench coat. And I think that's the power of a coat. Like what you're saying to your point of the Italian women, when you're just running errands, like go feel great about it. Grab your favorite purse and a killer coat and do your thing. Even if it's the Piggly Wiggly.
This is what I like about coats is like sometimes putting together an outfit on a busy day because it does take effort. It does take effort. You're not doing it wrong. It's just you have to have energy to give it. And sometimes that's too much. But if you know you like your lipstick color and you know you have a beautiful coat and maybe you do have just a nice pair of sunglasses or a scarf that you really love. And you, in fall and winter and spring, we get to put those on. We get to like put those on and instantly be presentable.
Yeah. And bad hair day, sunglasses are your best headband.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know? Yes.
For sure. So they're showing capes. I love capes. Cocoon shapes, not really down with that. But and big collars, which is fun, especially if you're someone who leans more towards vintage clothing, really easy to find. Like a big old mink collar on a great coat, cashmere coat or something like that.
Yes. And statement belts. Number five, statement belts. So not every coat will have this, but I do appreciate the coats that do. I find myself going to those coats more. If it's a coat for me that doesn't have a belt, then what I often feel like I need to do is leave it open so that there's like things to break up just this shape, I guess.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
But if the coat does have a belt, then I button the coat up or zip it up and tie that waistband around because waistlines are nice.
Yeah.
They're nice. They break up your shape and they actually give you something to manipulate. Even if you don't wear it exactly at your waist, but you say, this is where I would like my waist to be. Great. You can do that with a coat, you know, and I sometimes feel bad for gentlemen that they don't have this ability with a lot of their clothing. Cause I think waists are really wonderful. Female power.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think the like using a belt is really, really underrated.
Yes.
I think it's a finishing touch. Like I will not wear jeans and anything tucked in without a belt. I can't stand a naked belt loop. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't need a statement belt, even if you just need a belt that says I finished this outfit.
Yeah.
I put a period at the end of this sentence. A nice little skinny belt is great, but big belts are fabulous. And I think it's for women, no matter what size you are, belting anything creates a waistline.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, really, you know, visually, it just creates a break.
Right. Right. Whether, you know, you've got heavier women, they look better with a belt. You've got somebody that's just like a stick, like Princess Kate. She really doesn't have a curve to speak of. Notice how she's always belted, always, because it creates a silhouette for her because she doesn't really have that.
Shay here. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth? It's a supplement that helps women maintain their optimal hormone levels. It has over 50,000 glowing reviews from women, and 98% say that they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now you can get those results and take them even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen powder. Collagen powder helps to restore the gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. Things like relieving occasional bloating, reducing sugar cravings, supporting a healthy, sustainable weight management, and also boosting energy and
stabilizing mood swings. We all know, we've talked about it a lot on the show, your gut directly affects your hormones. So improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. And right now, you can try the prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free. Get 15% off your entire first order with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off today.
Is her hair a wig?
Golly, I don't know. There's this big brouhaha recently because she experimented with blonde and people were so nasty. Like, she just like went through cancer. Let the woman try a new hairstyle.
Well, my first thought was it's probably thicker. A wig.
It looked thicker than her old hair.
Yeah.
And then she switched it, which made me sad. Like, I just feel like she should be able to. I mean, I bet she didn't cave to other people. Maybe for her, it wasn't right, but I don't know.
Okay. Just curious.
I don't know.
If anyone would know, you would
know. Out of naivete, I'll just ask, don't you lose your eyebrows and everything? Because I haven't noticed any change in her brows.
Yeah, but you're not as crazy up close. Yeah. I mean, they could just be airbrushed on or something. They probably come back a lot faster. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay. Number six, I'm really into, because I was at Macy's just out of desperation. I wanted to shop in person, and I've actually had really good luck shopping at Macy's for some things. You have to really sort, but that's okay. You still get to
Macy's. I haven't been to anything to do with that since it was like Marshall Field's.
Okay.
Years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it used to be the Bon Marché. Like, ours.
Really?
The Bon. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the Bon Marché, and then it was the Bon. Now it's Macy's.
Okay.
Anyway, moody florals. Florals, to me, can look really, really cheap if you're not careful.
That's very well stated.
But not always. Not always do they look cheap. So I got this blouse at Macy's. The background is kind of like this navy light black sort of situation, and it has these really colorful flowers all over it. And again, it's one of those pieces that when I wear, I get a lot of compliments on. It's just a button-up collared blouse, but the fabric is really dramatic and colorful and wild, right? There's all kinds of stuff going on, and it's really beautiful. And because I think flowers are very feminine, they're very ladylike. But then you add in just a little bit of spice. So we're not talking about like grandmother floral patterns, which is where it gets a little
like Laura Ashley.
No.
Small print, white background.
This is a little bit different than that. So
I'm on I just pulled some up on The Guardian. They've got a Moody Blooms, how dark florals became the new Breton stripe.
Really? I don't know if they became the new stripe, but send me that link. I want to look at this.
Okay.
But moody florals, it's something to look out for, because sometimes as women, I think florals can just make us feel a little girly, and that doesn't make us feel like powerful or like in charge or like seizing the day.
Rosebuds, like I said, like anything like like I'm thinking of Laura Ashley in the 80s.
Yeah,
like I can't do that.
Yeah,
but I have some like with a black background that are just big and aggressive.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like that. Yeah.
What's yeah, and sometimes that can just be really dramatic and really fun. So for what it's worth, I always find this is the time of year where I do tend to go through my clothes and just take out the summer stained things. Okay, this is no longer serving us. Thank you for your service, ma'am. Let's recharge with something a little bit better. Okay, we've made it halfway. So Angela, why don't we take a quick break and let people know where else they can connect to what we do?
Okay, I love this. This is new for this season of the show.
Yeah.
Shay and I are just sharing with you what we do outside of Homemaker Chic. So if you love what we're talking about here, you're going to want to connect with us in these areas. You can connect with me at Parisian Farm Girl, which is my brand new styled website. It's bloody gorgeous.
Is it live now?
By the time this airs, it will be.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I was just going to go look at it right now. Okay. Oh,
so excited.
Carry on.
It's beautiful. Second, make sure you've subscribed to my Substack because that's where I share the heart of behind what I'm doing, behind the scenes stories, homemaking inspiration, Paris, and more Paris, because the focus of the Substack is living a French inspired life grounded in reality, but and from an American perspective. So I really enjoy my time over there. And of course, this part is the dreamy part. I invite you to come away with me to Paris. Yes, Paris, where I host small, intimate trips that really reveal the soul behind the city and its people. We're going to go antiquing. I'm going to introduce you to art dealers, even my favorite waiters. It's really fun for me as the hostess to introduce the people that I've gotten to know in that beautiful space. So I have openings for April 2026. And you can find all of that, my shop, the Substack, the YouTube, the Paris trips, everything on the brand new styled ParisianFarmGirl.com.
Mm-hmm. See, I always do mine after you. So I just have to say like, ditto. I always feel bad following you up. What?
I never remember to mention Substack and you mention it every time. And while you're talking, I'm like, oh gosh,
what? I do have a Substack.
Right. So go, Shane, well, go.
That stuff too. You can find me at theelliothomestead.com, which is where we've just been sharing our slow farm life, cooking, joy of kind of just everyday living, which we do. We write essays over on our Substack. So that's shay.substack.com. Links to all this, as I always mention, is right below the show. But we also send out our YouTube videos. So we do a YouTube video every week, and it's such a wonderful way for you to visually connect. Like, what does Shay's kitchen look like? What does her living room look like? Her bedroom, her gardens, what's she cooking today? That's all connected to our Substack and to our YouTube channel. And then for absolute fun and pleasure, we have an online store called Limone. We are gearing up for a massive, massive holiday season. I have been working like a dog photographing all the new products. And
I loved the espresso.
Oh, fun. Oh,
so fun. Yeah.
I went to the warehouse the other day, was walking through, and I had to grab a few things. And I'm walking through. They have all of our stuff shelved up. And I'm like, I love that. I love that. I love that. And Stu's like, you're supposed to. Like, you chose them, you idiot. Yeah. So you can shop Limone and then, of course, visit us as well with our trips to Italy, where we go to central Italy. So you can come from the north or come from the south. It doesn't matter. But we're going to just eat our faces off because that's what one does when one is in Italy.
That's what one does when one hangs out with Shay.
That's true.
Let's be real.
I do likes the food. Okay. So that's where you can connect to Angela and I and all the other fun stuff that we're doing.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Number six.
Velvet. Everything.
I can't help but think of George Costanza. Velvet. I love velvet. I would drape myself in velvet.
Oh my gosh.
I don't own any velvet.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What do you all? Actually, that's not true. I have a green Calvin Klein velvet dress that I wear at Christmas time.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone calm down. Everyone calm down. What are we wearing that's velvet?
I have pants, skirts.
Velvet skirts,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I can't even really picture this.
Ooh, my husband has a navy blue velvet blazer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't wear that much. Velvet blazer.
Yeah. Like for the holidays, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really into this.
Yeah?
Yes, I love it. I'm not being sarcastic. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. I think a beautiful... Oh, gosh, I need new pants. I have these velvet pants that I've had for... So my problem is, like, my styles... I have the same style forever. some of my stuff gets so old. I have these pants that are, oh my gosh, they've got to be 30 years old. They've got to be 30 years old, velvet. But really good velvet lasts a long time. And I was like a child when I bought them. I bought them at Old Navy back when Old Navy made had like better quality when they first started. I think they're so much nicer and they have held up. And I wear them. We've talked about this on hostessing on like holiday episodes because they are my go-to host something in my house around the holidays pants.
That's right.
Because they're so comfortable.
That's right.
I have like my little Adrian Vittadini like jewel studded slippers that I wear. They are just my go-to. Okay, I'm stressed out. I'm working. People are coming over.
I need something beautiful but cozy.
Beautiful but cozy, comfortable.
Movable.
I'm not. Yep. Oh my gosh, I love them. So I would definitely say for fall, get like a palazzo like lounge pant style.
Where you said good velvet lasts a long time. Like what makes good velvet? Are there particular brands or what are we looking
Golly,
at?
I don't know. Okay.
What is velvet anyway?
I don't
is it
know.
Just polyester?
Is, okay, I wish I had researched for this episode longer.
Okay.
Okay. One day I'm walking with my girls. Amelie was on this trip in Paris.
Okay.
And we see this really cute satin. Now there's different kinds of different quality satin too.
So okay.
Beautiful satin jacket in this little tiny window. You know, the shops there are like the size, some of them are like the size of my office here. And it's got something fun, Saint-Germain, written on the back in like Swarovski, right?
Okay.
Well, that's kind of silly. Let's go in there. So we just go in because it looks like you can see the sewing machine. This is definitely somebody's little like atelier.
Okay.
So we go in and there's this just energetic, vivacious, like powerhouse chick in there who just starts yapping in French to us. And I'm hanging on for dear life and translating for Amelie, you know, going back and forth. She mentions her grandmother. She mentions the word it's called dead stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the word is dead stock.
Dead stock.
Yeah. So she's going on because I pick up these orange velvet pants and I just start talking to myself in English. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is with this velvet? What is happening here? I'm freaking out. Just under my breath. She jumps in French. She says, that's dead stock from my grandmother's fashion line. Blah, 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 blah. She has us try on the coat. The coat's like $850. And she is so awesome. I wanted to buy it so bad just to be like, thank you for your contribution to humanity and your creativity. She's only got like 15 things hanging on hangers. And she's taking the time to tell me about each one. Showing me the stitching. I mean, she's like, mwah, right? Mm-hmm. Well made. And the textiles, like, just fabulous. All that to say is I touched this velvet and there was a significant difference compared to anything I've ever felt before. The story might totally fall flat because you might not know who I'm talking about. But get back to the hotel room and I'm like, Raquel. Her grandmother's dead stock. All of a sudden, I just like, Eureka! Her grandmother is Sonia Raquel. This is a fashion designer, like from the, I don't know when she started, but she was popular in the 90s. My only way that I knew her was my husband wore her cologne, Sonia Raquel. And I remember her shops in Paris from my first couple trips, like 20 some odd years ago before I went there. So here she's the granddaughter of a famous designer, doesn't say a word, just stands on her own feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, long story short, there's a difference in velvet.
Okay. Well, look for the expensive stuff or find
your best.
Do your best. Yikes. I want to explore this one more because I think velvet looks so good in those like jewel tones talked about before. And so if you like to wear those, it does lend itself really well to that. Yeah.
I think there's a difference between like velvet and like velour, right?
That's I'm picturing. It's like making me sweaty thinking about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From 15 years ago. Yeah.
Is velvet necessarily expensive? Like silk?
We're going to Google, what is velvet?
What's velvet? It's an expensive. Where can I buy it? I want to know this. I'll do some digging and I'll fill you guys in when I figure it out. Okay. Number 8 is tights. Yes.
I wear tights like.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to shave your legs.
And it looks so your hair pokes through the tights.
I've done that before.
You do have to shave your legs.
I've done that before. We did movies a couple of episodes ago, and I talk about You've Got Mail. Meg Ryan's tight game is so strong. And I do think these tights, they are a kickback to the 90s again, because it was very common for women to wear these like cute little mini skirts, denim skirts, just short little cute wool things, but with like thicker textured colored tights, and then some like maybe some little boots, maybe some cute little cowboy slouch boots. They're so cute. They make everybody's legs look good.
Here's when I fell in love with tights. I think in like the musical Oliver.
Okay.
Isn't there a prostitute in that story?
I don't know.
I think in the musical she wears black tights.
Mm-hmm.
In like the old like movie from the 60s, late 60s or whatever. I remember seeing that as a kid, like, oh, that looks really great.
It does look great.
But I didn't really know this ever went out of style. Like, I have tights, man. I got red ones, black ones, striped ones, fishnets, you name it. I got it. Love them.
Love them.
I think if you are someone who's mindful of modesty and you like short skirts, I think tights are a way to like just bring it down a bit. Like, say you have a shorter skirt and you want to wear it to church and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
Like a black short skirt, for example, black tights. Nobody's going to think about it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And then you wear one of those cute blazers over the top or a really nice jacket, but you could just leave it open so people can still see your cute outfit from the front. Ah, love tights. It is that like elevation. It's like the belt or the earrings. It's just like, oh, it's a small little inexpensive thing. Tights are very inexpensive.
Yeah.
You know,
got built-in Spanx sometimes.
So. I know. It's awesome. I do feel more secure. Like, there is something about having babies where your crotch just feels like it needs to be
contained
all together. Just like, we're good. We're fine. Nothing to see here. Okay, I know number 9 also makes Angela really, really, really happy. I love this. Again, personality in clothing. I love seeing it. Number 9, this is trending. Brooches and vintage jewelry. Hallelujah.
How fun.
I collect brooches and I keep them on my jacket. So I have like a black trench jacket that I wear in the winter. I also have that. What's that tan one called that we were talking about?
Camel.
Trench coat. Camel, like a camel trench coat. I've got a white little kind of velvety style trench coat. And there is something so elevating about, I have a little bee. That's the one I wear all the time. And I just move him from coat to coat. And it's just this little vintage bee.
It's, I have so a big darling, like rhinestone. It's old, like snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when I get out the coat, I'm like, oh, there you are.
Yeah,
just put it away with the brooch on.
Yeah.
But I've been collecting vintage jewelry. I had a babysitter growing up and she had Heather Banka, if you're listening. Nay, Banka. She had the best vintage jewelry collection ever. And like, I worshipped her. She probably doesn't realize that, but I would beg her to bring down her boxes. And I mean boxes, like the cool, like old jewelry boxes, mm-hmm. you know, like kind of the pseudo velvet interior, and just brooches and necklaces and earrings. And that just really turned me on to vintage jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, brooches are pretty easy.
Brooches, you know,
they're easy to find, easy to come by.
Brooches, again, though, like what were we talking about, where it's like you have to counter it with something modern. So like if you have a very old fashioned hairstyle for the day, let's say, I always want to be careful about then looking too dated. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
is going to do that though?
No, I think it could, if it wasn't done quite right. So I was having this conversation with my 9-year-old about, she had on like this skin tight black tank top. And then she had on these skin tight black jeans that were obviously way too small for her. And she had on her Doc Martin shiny black boots and her hair was all slicked back. And I was trying to explain to her, like, she was just like, stuck
in. Now it's time for the sprockets to dance.
And I told her, like, one of the fun things about fashion is the, like, the yin and the yang of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like, if you want to wear a tight top like that, it's really fun to counter it with like a loose flowy skirt. So there's like a point and then there's a counterpoint. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think like if you're going to wear all your vintage jewelry, but you have like a nice modern eyewear, to me, it keeps me from feeling like I'm playing a part or like I'm dressing up like a character, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. For sure. Unless that's what you really want to do. Like, I went to a wedding a few years ago. I think I put this on Instagram and I wore like a fascinator, vintage jewelry, a vintage jacket. It was a Ralph Lauren dress, but it was had vintage. The cut was very retro, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, strategic ways to use your brooch. Really fun. Like at the base of a ponytail, I take mine and I wedge them into my French twist. You know, there's also other ways you can use them too. Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were in New Orleans and we bought those vintage dresses?
Mine still have the tags on them.
Can you fit into the yours?
Girl, I couldn't fit into them that day. I look at them in my closet. I'm like, someday. Like, I know they say not to do that, but those dresses were so expensive.
It was so beautiful.
Hard to part with it.
I wore mine all the time. And every time I wore it, people just loved it. And I put it on the other day and he was like, Stu goes, honey, there's just too much. Just too much going on back there.
I can't do mine. That's the problem. I look great from the front. Turn around. It's like, whoa. Dang, girl. These dresses we're talking about. We went to this little tiny boutique. The guy's name was David. He was fabulous. And we had just a great time because it was just right COVID. And like he was open and he was happy to have conversation, right?
Yeah.
But he did these dresses that I think they've been some of them were like from Mrs. Maisel, but they were the same like construct as Spanx. These dresses can literally stand up on them. Like you could just stand it up.
They
were bootylicious.
They're pretty bootylicious. Little too much going on back there. Okay. Number 10, you're going to have to do this one because you guys, there's a couple areas I've failed and I'm going to get better. I still have some time in my life. Bags is one of those. I don't even want to show you what I'm using. It's my purse right now. I don't understand bags. I don't own them. I'm not particularly drawn to them. I basically carry around like a canvas bag with my things tucked inside.
I kind of want to grab mine. It's right there. It's like exactly what you've got in the show notes here.
Yeah.
That surprises me because of how you feel about the coat being like a power move.
My canvas bag feels like a power. It does. I love getting all done up and then I slip that canvas bag on.
I'll show you.
I'm very casual about it. Like I have so much money. I can be super casual about my purse. Here's what I don't like. I don't like expensive purses. I don't get them. And it does not make sense to me.
Okay. Keep talking for a second.
No, that was all there was to say, because it's not like you're talking about quality necessarily. Like we're just carrying it on our shoulder.
There's bag culture, obviously, but what are you talking about with expensive purses? I mean, are we talking Miss Dior? Like,
I don't know, like $1,200 purses.
Yeah. Well, not Miss Dior, but, yeah.
Like I understand wanting to have like a nice leather bag where it's made out of real leather. Mm-hmm. Like I get that. I don't get the like I have seven. It's not my thing. People can buy whatever they want. They can spend their money on whatever they want. I'm just saying I don't understand it. This is one of those things that I would like to have in my little clothing spreadsheet where it was like, if you need a new bag, this is where you may go to buy those things. Here's what you're looking for.
Well, first of all, you're not going to get a designer bag for $1,200. I hate to break it to you.
What? That is a designer bag.
$7,000.
Oh, for the love.
Yeah. No, you're not going to get one for $1,200. Okay, but you in the show notes have mini satchels and soft structured bags. So I just want to show you mine.
Okay.
Very soft.
Yep.
But killer structure.
Okay.
Lovely. That's my
power And move. How much did that bag cost?
I don't know. Maybe.
Be honest.
I don't know because I bought other
she
stuff
knows.
That day. I don't. I got it in Paris. Maybe it was 200. Maybe it was 175. It wasn't that much.
Okay.
By way of, you know, how bags go. It's no name. It's not like a name. But it's got like.
But what about that is $175?
It's the softest leather. Oh my gosh, I want to sleep with it like a blanket. It's so yummy.
Okay. I'm willing to be educated.
Like when I'm running to the Piggly Wiggly, that looks good, girl.
I'm willing to be educated. It's okay.
So because I live in, you know, the Northeast, I don't have anywhere to shop. So if I was going to buy a purse, I would go down south and I would go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying people shouldn't spend $7,000 on a purse and they should instead come to Paris with you or Italy with me and have a life experience and then just buy a little $70 bag. I was going to say buy a $75 leather bag while we visit Orvieto and call it good.
That sounds like a win-win-win.
That is a win-win-win. No, I do understand the purse elevating. Yeah. I will tell you, power move, complete sexy pleasure when my bag is organized, when my wallet's organized, when things are all tidy in there. Uh-huh. I love that. So I'm willing to be educated.
Canvas bag.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's where we're at right now, but it's okay. This is fall. It's about putting order back to things like the canvas bag, goggles, water bottles during the summer. It works.
Right. My challenge to you is to go get a jewel toned copper grown-up bag, something that can stand up on its own, like it has structure, and you'll I bought one right after we became friends.
Okay.
It's peacock teal. I saved for it. It was a big deal. I spent $250 on it. I saved for it for a long time. I still have it. It's Michael Kors. It's not like designer, but it's well made. I've beat the tar out of it. Not a stitch has given way.
It's
teal. I mean, it's just like I can wear the most neutral, drab, whatever, and then I carry that purse just like that orange one or whatever, and it is a state. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. It's you know what my power purse color is?
The coat.
Red. This is my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it. Mm-hmm. This thing is probably like 12 years old, and it's a leather purse that I did get from a nice place in town, and it still looks great. It just needs to not be in a canvas bag. Also, my canvas bag has a hole in it. So we are at the point of no return. It did cost me $8 in Orvieto. It was like a little gift shop bag.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to send you some bags.
Okay, please do. Ladies, thanks for being here with us today, sharing with some fall fashion ideas. Hopefully this inspires you. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but it does matter. It does matter. We're physical people. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. These are good things. Okay. We'll be back here with you next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.